The 1947 bombing of the London Philic troop train, Zionist militancy, British retreat, and a forgotten act of war. In the summer of 1947, as Europe struggled to rebuild from the wreckage of World War II, a little-known but significant act of political violence struck at the heart of British military infrastructure. On the night of August 13, a British troop train carrying 175 personnel, including women, was sabotaged in the Austrian Alps, narrowly avoiding catastrophe as an explosive device tore through part of the train near Molnitz, not far from the Tauern Tunnel. This was no ordinary train. It was part of a dedicated military transport service ferrying British occupation troops from London to Philic, Austria, via Harwich, the Hook of Holland, and post-war Germany. The explosion was calculated, targeting a vulnerable stretch of track with the clear aim of causing mass casualties. The British Army and Austrian officials immediately suspected Zionist militants, possibly linked to the Lehi Group, also known as the Stern Gang, a radical paramilitary organization known for attacking British interests across Europe and the Middle East in a campaign to force British withdrawal from Palestine. Although the attack failed to produce fatalities, it was strategic, symbolically loaded, and deeply unsettling. It revealed the extent to which the conflict over Palestine was bleeding into the European theater, into Allied occupied Austria, no less, and exposed Britain's vulnerability at a time when its imperial grip was already weakening. The London Philic troop train, Britain's post-war military rail network. In the immediate aftermath of World War II, Britain found itself administering large zones of occupied territory in Germany and Austria, forming part of the Allied effort to stabilize Central Europe. In southern Austria, British troops Austria, BTA, were tasked with maintaining order in Carinthia, a region bordering Yugoslavia and Italy. Philic, a major rail junction, became the logistical heart of the British occupation zone. To support this operation, the War Office organized a dedicated troop train service connecting the United Kingdom to Austria. Though often overlooked in histories of the British Empire's decline, this route was an essential artery in Britain's European military presence. The route. The journey combined sea and rail legs, carefully coordinated for efficiency and security. London to Harwich, soldiers boarded at Liverpool Street Station, heading east to Parkstone Quay. Harwich to Hook of Holland, aboard troop ferries such as the Empire Parkstone, the overnight crossing placed them in the Netherlands by morning. Continental rail to Austria. From Hook of Holland, troops traveled through the British zone of Germany, via Cologne, Munich, and Salzburg, before entering Austria. Arrival in Philac. From Klagenfurt or Salzburg, trains continued south through the Alps to Philac HBF, a major distribution point for garrisons and nearby camps such as El Alamein Transit Camp. The full journey spanned approximately 1,000 miles, lasting 2 to 3 days. Throughout 1947, these trains operated daily, moving thousands of troops during peak rotation and demobilization periods. Security and strategic value. Given its military function, the route was under British control, often guarded, and considered secure. Yet, its vast length, including remote alpine stretches, presented vulnerabilities, particularly in Austria, where displaced persons, DPs, political agitation, and black market networks created a volatile mix. Intelligence reports flagged Zionist refugees in Austria, particularly near Bad Gastein, as a source of organized resistance to British policies, especially regarding Jewish immigration to Palestine. August 13, 1947. Sabotage in the Alps. At approximately 10:30 p.m. on the night of August 13, the troop train passed through a narrow, mountainous section of track 3 miles south of Molnitz, near the Tauern Tunnel, when it was struck by a bomb buried beneath the railed. The attack. Two explosive devices had been planted. The first bomb detonated under the baggage car, severely damaging it and derailing several coaches behind it. The second bomb failed to explode, possibly due to a faulty fuse. Had it gone off, the train could have plunged down a steep slope, causing mass casualties. Miraculously, no one was killed. The baggage car was wrecked, and several compartments suffered structural damage, but the train remained largely upright, stopped short on an incline. The quick halt and rugged alpine topography ironically spared the train from a full derailment. A follow-up explosion occurred hours later outside the British 138th Infantry Brigade headquarters in Velden, near Philic. Though this bomb caused minimal structural damage and no injuries, its timing suggested a coordinated attack. The investigation. Initial investigations were inconclusive. One suspect, an unidentified man shot and wounded by Austrian police, was caught near the blast site. He had recently left Bad Gastein, a town known for housing Jewish displaced persons, some of whom had expressed hostility toward British immigration controls in Palestine. Authorities suspected a small team of 3 to 5 operatives, possibly tied to Zionist militant groups such as Lehi. No group claimed responsibility, and no charges were brought. However, contemporary reports in the New York Times and the Sydney Morning Herald noted the proximity to pro-Zionist DPs and the political symbolism of the attack. British and Austrian officials both leaned toward Zionist extremism as the likely motive. Attribution and legacy of the 1947 British troop train bombing. While contemporary accounts of the August 13, 1947 train bombing, such as reports in the New York Times, the Sydney Morning Herald, and British Army communiques, described the perpetrators only as unidentified terrorists, later scholarship has more confidently attributed the attack to Lehi, also known as the Stern Gang. This radical Zionist paramilitary organization was already infamous for its campaign of transnational sabotage targeting British political and military infrastructure during the waning years of the Palestine Mandate. The method, timing, and strategic value of the bombing near Malnitz closely align with Lehi's activities elsewhere in Europe and the Middle East during 1946 to 1948. While not as publicly recognized as Lehi's high-profile operations, such as the King David Hotel bombing, 1946, or the Cairo-Haifa train attacks, the Malnitz incident fits seamlessly into the group's pattern of militant pressure designed to accelerate Britain's withdrawal from Palestine and force concessions on Jewish immigration policy. Lehi's role and operational philosophy. Founded by Avraham Stern and later led by figures like Yitzhak Shamir, a future prime minister of Israel, Lehi pursued an uncompromising anti-British strategy. The group saw the British as colonial occupiers and framed their sabotage campaigns, including attacks on trains, police posts, and diplomatic sites, as acts of anti-imperial resistance. Unlike the more moderate Haganah, or even the nationalist Irgun, Lehi believed in targeting British interests wherever they existed, not only within Palestine. Their underground cells operated in Italy, France, Germany, and the UK, frequently collaborating with sympathetic elements in Jewish refugee communities, many of whom were embittered by Britain's enforcement of the 1939 White Paper, which sharply limited Jewish immigration to Palestine, even in the wake of the Holocaust. Despite their ideological zeal, Lehi was also pragmatic. They did not always claim responsibility for attacks conducted on foreign soil, especially when such actions could jeopardize displaced persons networks, arms smuggling, or diplomatic objectives. This may explain the lack of an official claim for the Malnitz attack, despite its apparent alignment with Lehi's goals and methods. Lehi's official post-war archive, the Freedom Fighters of Israel Heritage Association, does not specifically list the August 13th bombing. However, it celebrates the group's international campaign and includes references to sabotage operations in Austria, Italy, and Germany, where British imperialism was made to feel the reach of the Jewish underground. Several secondary sources cite the Malnitz bombing as a probable, if not definitively confirmed, Lehi operation, describing it as a poignant example of Zionist militancy extending far beyond the borders of Palestine. Absence of arrests or convictions. Despite intensive investigation, no one was ever convicted in connection with the troop train bombing. In the days following the attack, Austrian police shot and captured one man near the site, reportedly a Polish Jewish refugee who had recently departed from Bad Gastein, a known center of pro-Zionist agitation. However, he was released without charges, and no further suspects were detained. British and Austrian officials conducted a brief sweep of displaced persons camps in Carinthia, interrogating individuals with Zionist affiliations, but these efforts produced no actionable intelligence. This elusiveness was typical of Lehi's European operations. The group often deployed trained saboteurs from Italy, local sympathizers from refugee camps, and used false identities and temporary housing networks to evade detection. British intelligence files and War Office documents, for example, WO 32-15258, note a pattern of sophisticated sabotage acts across occupied zones, often attributed to Zionist radicals, but impossible to confirm under current field conditions. While Lehi's domestic operations in Palestine resulted in more visible arrests and executions, such as the capture and suicide of Moshe Barazani in 1947, or the execution of members caught in police ambushes, its European sabotage cells proved far harder to infiltrate or disrupt. Notable related incidents include May 1947, Paris, 5 Lehi members were arrested with explosives similar to those used in the failed London Colonial Office bombing. No Austrian connections were established. September 1947, Belgium, Two operatives, Gilbert Elizabeth Knuth and Jacob Levstein, were convicted for smuggling explosives intended for use against British diplomatic targets. Levstein had prior links to violence in Palestine but was not connected to Malnitz. 1946-1947, Italy, joint Lehi-Irgun cells conducted attacks on British embassies and arms depots, often moving between Rome, Trieste, and Salzburg, using forged papers and refugee channels. In each case, the operational footprint matched the Malnitz profile: small teams, strategic targets, no claim of responsibility, and no enduring arrests. Legacy: a tactical success, a historical footnote. In the minds of Lehi's leadership, the Malnitz bombing, even without mass casualties, likely represented a tactical success. It shocked British forces, disrupted a key troop line, and symbolized the reach of Zionist resistance. Its very absence from official Lehi records may have been intentional, a method to protect transnational logistics and avoid compromising wider European operations. From the British perspective, the attack was both embarrassing and alarming. It illustrated the limits of Allied control in Austria and highlighted the spread of colonial conflicts into Europe, where displaced populations, unresolved grievances, and open borders created a fertile ground for insurgent activity. Yet, without confirmed perpetrators, the incident eventually faded from public memory, eclipsed by the founding of Israel in 1948 and the geopolitical upheavals of the early Cold War. Still, the 1947 bombing of the London Philic troop train stands as a rare example of transcontinental anti-colonial violence, tying the refugee crisis, militant Zionism, and imperial retreat together in one nearly forgotten moment of explosive clarity. Terrorism by modern standards. The goal, as surmised by British military analysts, was to inflict mass casualties, terrorize British forces, pressure the government into relaxing immigration restrictions to Palestine. The attack was part of a broader pattern. Earlier that year, Zionist militants had bombed a London social club, planted a failed device at the colonial office, and bombed trains in Palestine. The message was unmistakable: British targets were no longer safe, even in Europe. Though framed by its perpetrators as an act of resistance against colonial occupation, the 1947 bombing of the British troop train near Malnitz would, by today's legal and moral standards, be classified as an act of international terrorism. Contemporary definitions. According to widely accepted legal frameworks, such as those used by the United Nations, the European Union, and U.S. federal law, terrorism is defined as the unlawful use or threat of violence against persons or property to intimidate or coerce a government or civilian population for political or ideological purposes. This definition captures key elements present in the Malnitz attack: targeting of state personnel, British soldiers on official duty, intent to cause mass casualties through indiscriminate bombing, a political objective, to pressure Britain into abandoning its control over Palestine and lifting immigration restrictions on European Jews, transnational execution, an attack carried out in Austria by actors affiliated with a political movement based in Palestine, affecting the foreign policy of a third nation, the UK. Had a similar operation occurred today, involving a non-state group planting explosives on a NATO troop train in Europe, it would likely trigger counter-terrorism designations, international arrest warrants, and potentially sanctions or military response against the sponsoring organization. Lehi and the evolution of the terrorist label. It is important to note that Lehi was officially designated as a terrorist group by the British government during the 1940s, alongside the Irgun and Haganah, in specific operations. British officials labeled their campaign a terrorist insurgency, especially following high-profile incidents like the King David Hotel bombing, 1946, the assassination of Lord Moyne, 1944, the hanging of British sergeants in Palestine, 1947. References bought on: bomb derails British troop train in Austria, no casualties. The New York Times, August 14, 1947.2. British train blown up in Austria. The Sydney Morning Herald, August 15, 1947. United Kingdom War Office. British Troops Austria, BTA, Quarterly Historical Report, Q3 1947. WO 300-573. The National Archives, Q, UK. Austrian Ministry of the Interior. Internal Security Report to Allied Commission for Austria, August 1947. Cited in secondary sources by Bell, J. Boyer. Terror Out of Zion: The Fight for Israeli Independence. New Brunswick, New Jersey, Transaction Publishers, 1977.6. Heller, Joseph. The Stern Gang, Ideology, Politics, and Terror, 1940-1949. London, Frank Cass, 1995-7. Zertal, Edith. From Catastrophe to Power, Holocaust Survivors and the Emergence of Israel. Berkeley, University of California Press, 1998-8. Freedom Fighters of Israel, Lehi, Heritage Association. Internal Bulletins and Archival Materials, 1946-1948. Tel Aviv, Israel 9. Two Jews Jailed in Belgium for Smuggling Explosives. The Palestine Post, September 12, 1947. Lehi Underground Radio Broadcast. Lehi Claims Responsibility for Cairo-Haifa Train Bombing. February 28, 1948. De Leven. Roll, Wolfgang. Britische Militärzüge in Österreich, 1945-1955. Vienna, Österreichischer Militärverlag, 2005, 12. British Army of the Rhine. Rail Transport Records, 1946-1950. Ref. Bear/Log/47. Imperial War Museum, London.